So a few days ago, I talked about we are turning the corner on these pro-Palestinian rallies, which are being basically taken over by Antifa. And they're basically run by Antifa from the beginning. They've got all the telltale signs. They always do. And then now we're just seeing more and more of just absolute, this is what's happening. This is what's going on. And I think it was on Tuesday's podcast that I called the fact that we are turning, that it's turning into violence. We had a number, you know, we had months and months, I think, you know, 5-6 months. I don't know. When was that first pro-Palestinian? Right after the October 7th, probably. Was that mid-October? Right after the Hamas, you know, invasion and rape festival. We've had protests since then. And there were signs of Antifa at the Seattle protests that I covered. But it wasn't overt. Now it is getting overt. I got to line up my my topics here. Now it's getting to that point where it's just become so obvious that this is no longer a pro-Palestinian thing. This is a terrorism thing. This is an anti-America thing. And this is the road we're going down. Now, media sources aren't really calling out. Let's go ahead and start looking. So we've got pro-Palestinian protesters march in downtown Portland, break windows in at Pioneer Court Square or Courthouse Square. these aren't pro-Palestinian protesters. This is Antifa, and they are literally co-opting this just like they did the George Floyd thing. They could give a crap about George Floyd, right? They could give a crap about George Floyd. It just happened to be, this is something that we can go run around and have our umbrellas and our black bloc costumes, and we can live action role play. We can LARP with all of this stuff going on. We can pretend that we care about Gaza. Free Gaza. Free Gaza. All right. Yeah, that's not the deal. Let's play some video. Yeah, this is a long segment. We're going to watch the first part of it. Okay, we've got, you know, there's just a bunch of black bloc people. You've got smoke. This is the exact same thing. Yeah, there they are. Okay. You cannot tell me that this isn't straight up Antifa. Look at that. Free Gaza. So now you've got Free Gaza, right? It was George Floyd. You know, we went down that road for, you know, a few years there. This is straight up, and look, broken windows on Starbucks. What happened in Portland is you had the Pioneer Square courtyard, I believe they call it. Bunch of businesses around there got tagged up, graffitied up, windows smashed. We've got George Floyd 2.0 all over again. This is just what's going on. We've got broken windows, Free Gaza. So now you're going to see Free Gaza instead of ACAB. You're going to see ACAB as well. ACAB being all cops are bad people. And it's not bad people. It's a worse word than that. But look, you've got black bloc. I mean, and the media isn't saying anything. They're like, protesters. Protesters. These are not protesters. These are terrorists. They belong to be in jail for a long time. These are anti-Americans. Throw them in jail. All right, let's keep going. Yep, there you go. Starbucks. Just all right. And you can see the window. This is the same thing. Free Gaza. We got one E. Their ATM just destroyed. Destroyed. This is getting spicy, and the media isn't really calling it out. Lil Beirut. That's special, right? That's special. Okay. So, and you can see this one's over here is already graffitied up as well. Let's see if we can get to, sorry about the audio. I don't know what happened. Okay. This is Antifa. Straight up. That's what that is. Okay. Let's see what we got here. All right. So we've got supplies and stuff. We've got the Palestinian flag here. Your peace, Palestine. I mean, this is just, all we did is take the exact same damn thing you know, the same, we've got a template here, and it's Antifa. And now they've taken out George Floyd and they're putting in pro-Palestine, because that is that's the cause of the moment. Cause of the moment. How long will it take mainstream media to actually figure this out and work this out? Probably a while, right? Because remember, I don't know why I need these on. Well, monitor in case audio does come back on. What happened is I lost one of my cables here, and that's why you can't hear it. So again, yeah, free Palestine. No, you don't really care about that. You just want to go terrassing around and destroy things and then claim, oh, this is what we're doing. Okay, so you get kind of the picture there. I don't think there was a ton else towards the end here. But last night, another major thing that a man in blue who's retired brought up to me is that we had, we're going to read that one, police vehicles set on fire. Yeah, this is not good. Let's see if we can get to it. There's China Green. She used to be on Fox in Seattle. Let's get all the way. Okay. So last night, arson, just random arson. Nobody's saying anything, but random arson just kind of popped up. 15 police cars being burned. That's 15 police cars right there at a training facility. Just absolutely torched. Arson
here on fire. And here is what we know from police. Just before 2 a.m., Portland Police North Precinct was dispatched to assist Portland Fire and Rescue at the Portland Police.
So... Yeah, you got all this stuff going on, and the media, by and large, is like, well, pro-Palestinian, it's been pretty peaceful. And now you've turned. As of Tuesday, you turned. That was my call. And now we're going to go down that crazy train of, well, you know, the protests are still legitimate. Now we've got this outside element. Nobody knows who they are. I mean, does Antifa really exist? You are seeing more and more ACAB on the graffiti. And I've seen that. I saw that at UCLA. You're seeing it all over in the media. If you kind of know what to look for, this is not that hard to figure out, right? It's just not. Let's go ahead and, there was some good footage in there, but I'm not going to bother you with that since we can't hear it. Let's go ahead and read this article. Tensions are continuing to rise over the protests taking place at Portland State University. Around 6:30 p.m., a group of pro-Palestinian protesters, I call bullshit, that is Antifa, straight up, plus some that were dressed in all black, left. These, by and large, most of these are not students that are running these things, right? Let's be super clear. This is not just a bunch of students out there doing this. These are terrorists. They are violent terrorists. Some people said, well, yeah, they co-opted the Black Lives Matter movement. Well, they ran it. Let's be honest. They ran it. And Black Lives Matter, we're taking lots of donations. Let's just keep running with it. I had my biggest month ever as a podcaster early on during the Black Lives Matter. And my theory is that Google or, you know, Alphabet or, you know, YouTube, however you want to look at it, and all those are the same company, they were absolutely screwing Black Lives Matter on the advertising they were running, because they were running a lot of ads on my channel, because they were just blasting out. Anybody covering the content were running just tons and tons and tons of ad. So I was just stacking up revenue because I was doing all those live streams and things. But I think they just absolutely stuck it to Black Lives Matter from the standpoint of, well, they're willing to pay and they're taking in all these donations. Why don't we just charge them up the, you know what? And we're just going to make money because they're paying. Why not? Plus some that were dressed in all black. Yeah. I mean, it's just a small cohort that we're doing. Yeah. That's who this is run by, right? That's who this is run by. Call it the way it is. Mainstream media won't do that, though, because they're too afraid to. What if we get it wrong? Like the cars burning up in Portland. I mean, there has been nothing that has directly linked them to Antifa. It is my opinion that's an Antifa move all day long, 100% all day long. You know what I mean? They hate cops. All cops are bastards. All right. 1312. And that stands for A, C, A, B, letters in the alphabet, right? A being one. You get it. You get it. You're smart people. Plus, some of them were dressed in all black, left the South Park blocks and started marching through downtown Portland. Yeah. And here you can see evidence of their destruction. So we've got graffiti here. We've got broken windows. We've just got the same damn thing we had before. But hey, we're going to call it this time pro-Palestinian. Did you guys see the tear down of the UCLA structures? They had some wood in there. They had some wood. I mean, it's one of the things on the list that the protesters are looking for. We're looking for a lot of wood. Bet you are. A Portland State University student told Coin6 News that they saw people in black smashing the windows at the campus safety office and spraying graffiti on the building. Okay. How many of those reports are we going to have before we identify this is not co-opted. This is run by Antifa. Call it the way it is. Just be a straight shooter. Don't say pro-Palestine. They could give a crap about Palestine. Most of these kids don't even know where Palestine is. You know what I mean? They don't know where Israel is. They don't know where Gaza is. They don't know where the Gaza Strip is, right? Ask them, well, where is that? From the river to the sea, where is that? All right, yeah. And asking where Palestine is, that's kind of that's the lead. Where is it? Oh, yeah, okay. Another student journalist, Gabriel Elmoshla, recorded the video of people in black taking hammers to the windows at Starbucks. Yeah, we saw the after effect of that, right? The crowd regrouped outside the library soon after. Some people started fighting, and a woman, Ely, said that she took her phone out to film. Someone knocked her phone to the ground. That's not very peaceful. That's not very, So at the beginning, back when I covered the first two, you can look at video of that. Antifa served as security. They were not heavily involved, but they were involved on the peripheral, in my opinion. And this is an opinion show. It's called News for Reasonable People, but I give you my opinion on what I read. That's just what we're doing. If you don't like it, there's lots of other channels that you'd probably enjoy more. Plus, this is just kind of what we're doing. This is what we're doing. We're calling things out for the way that they are. So at the beginning, you saw a lot of families, you saw a lot of, it was actually peaceful at the very beginning, October, those two rallies that I went to. Now it's just like George Floyd, except with George Floyd, those were violent right from the get-go, but they weren't necessarily co-opted 100% by Antifa. You saw that start to happen and it ramped up, and we're seeing the ramp up. This ramp up has been a longer ramp up with all the stuff happening with the universities. That's Antifa. Let's just call it. That's who that is. And so, we are May 2nd, Darian's birthday. Happy birthday, Darian, 30th. And he's sitting in a room right over there. He can probably hear me. So we got May 2nd, which is universities will be getting out soon, right? So you've got all these protests that have happened on campus because kids are still on campus. Now, when schools close down for the summer, there's nobody there. They're not going to protest at the university campuses. Where are they going to go? You got it. Take to the streets. F the police. No justice. No peace. Take to the streets. That's what they're going to do. Direct action. Let's go march from here to here. Let's go do that, right? You got the whole sit-in or back in the 60s, I don't, because I was a child, a baby. I was literally a baby in the 60s, born in November of 68. But, growing up in the 70s, you always heard about all the, at least I did, all the love-in festivals. John Lennon and Yoko Ono had a love-in. It took me a long time to figure out, why are they in bed and why are they calling it a love-in? It was just like, So the crowd regrouped outside the library after. Some people started fighting and a woman got knocked down. The incident escalated as both the woman and her boyfriend got assaulted by at least a dozen people. They knocked me and my boyfriend to the ground and started kicking us and hitting us. We were kind of getting back up, and some people came and repelled them, and then they attacked those people. It's straight up. This is Black Bloc. This is Antifa. Just call it. Everybody kind of scuffled for a while, and we were standing back up and walking out of it, and they attacked us again and took my bag, she said. Ely's boyfriend, Cletus, quite a name there. We got Ely and Cletus added, we didn't come down here to vandalize or instigate. Nothing like that. Totally non-violent. But when we didn't follow the directives, then violence found us. And that is 100% the way it goes. If you don't kowtow to their demands as domestic terrorism, then they, you know, you saw what happened at UCLA. You know, just a bunch of crazy stuff going on. You'll see fireworks. These aren't just fireworks. These are explosives, right? This is war. One of the interesting comments I had that I remember from the whole George Floyd thing was the media will make this appear as if the cops are coming in riot gear, you know, against the peaceful protesters. So why do we have riot versus peaceful protesters? Well, it's not riot gear that the cops are dressed in. It's protective gear from all of the shenanigans that Antifa will lay on them, including frozen water bottles. Take a 12-ounce water bottle, freeze it. It's a 12-ounce solid piece of ice. You hurl that at somebody's head, you hit them in the chest, you know, that's, you know, that can cause damage. That could take somebody out. You take one right to the forehead, not good. So the cops aren't in riot gear. They're in protective gear because this is domestic terrorism, period. Simple as that. I mean, that's the way you have to view this stuff. And these aren't peaceful protesters. This will devolve into something very not peaceful. And that's what we're on the front end of seeing here. Along with the vandalism, Portland police said that fireworks were also deployed. Yeah, those are, I mean, they are fireworks and yet they're explosives. You know, you read the instructions. I'm a huge fan of fireworks, or at least I used to be. I think when my kids were littler. When littler, is that even a word? When they were smaller. We used to go up to the Indian reservation and just go ham. I mean, yeah, the bigger, the better. Yeah, God gave you 10 fingers. Make sure you keep them all. But yeah, if you lose one, it's all right. Party foul, right? No, you read the instructions on the fireworks and they say, you know, these are explosives. These can cause damage. You know, you light one of those off, especially the bad boys from the reservation. Those are bombs. They're bombs. And that's what these kids, you know, the media makes it out to seem like, oh, the kids are just lighting off some fireworks to celebrate their cause. And in reality, no, they're explosives. And the cops have to have protective gear. So, yeah. But it gets spun as if, oh, the peaceful protesters are being violated by the nasty, awful, oppressive police. It's important to remember that although arrests are not always made at the scene, when tensions are high, this does not mean that people are not being charged with crimes later, Portland police said in a press release. Yeah, and I think they're being told to stand down. I think, you know, from the top down, yeah, we've got to respect their First Amendment right to freedom of speech. This is terrorism. Arrest them, charge them with terrorism, put them in jail, let them spin their wheels for a decade. Yeah, give them an automatic charge. That's what I think should happen to these guys. So here you go. Oh, let's take a peek at this. Free Palestine. Okay. So I honestly believe that Antifa has like a cheat sheet. All right. So we got to write down the words that we're going to use because we don't really give a rat's ass what this is, but we want to destroy some stuff and we want to do some tagging and we want to try and burn some federal buildings. But hey, let's be organized. Let's write to, okay, Free Palestine. And then when they run into a building like this right here, they, okay. All right. Yeah, there we go. Free Palestine. Yeah. Look, it's like a little child wrote it, right? It's so embarrassing, but you know, that accomplishes absolutely nothing. Nothing. Nobody cares. Nobody's listening to you. Nobody cares. You're being annoying. You are graffitiing up something. Look at this. You got a Coleman tent inside. Hey guys, you don't have to have a tent inside. I'm going to let you in a little secret. It doesn't rain inside. Yeah. The elements, you know, you've got a rain fly here and then you got a you know, screen door there. You don't have to use that inside. And they literally put up the rain fly inside because they're so dumb. They don't know any better.
Yeah. Actually, if we put this, it's a tent. I guess you got to use it.
Yeah. And rain fly, these are made out of nylon. They're typically not waterproof. So, you know, you want to kind of keep being a moron. Keep going. All right. Let's do this. Okay. Smashed window there. And you're going to see this more and more. And this is, okay, here's the pallets, wood pallets. Now you might ask, why wood pallets? Wood pallets are free. You can find them all over for free. You can make raised garden beds out of that. I kind of want to do that. Just, you know, that whole ecology thing and, you know, hug a tree, use a wood pallet, grow some food, spend a couple $100 on food that can go to Trader Joe's and just, you know, buy for $10. All right. Burn your homework. All right. I mean, you know, I'd be real happy if I was a parent and see that. What else do we have? I can't really read this stuff. Yeah, it's like scribble. It's like your toddler when they get a hold of a crayon. Oh, here we go. We've got a medic. Need to know where the medic is because these are peaceful protests, right? Peaceful protests. These people are so annoying. I mean, this is okay. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And look at this. Just put a whole bunch of, what are those chairs? Those are chairs. I heard on the UCLA clear out that they had just gone through the building and they had really barricaded themselves in. I mean, it was just, that's what they do. You know, they're making a statement. I don't know what it is. It's, you know, stupid, whatever. Okay. We will pursue all efforts at de-escalation, but make no mistake, Portland police. Okay. They're going to go through the same damn song and dance here that is dictated to them from above. We appreciate free speech, but we do want to hold individuals accountable. If it were up to the cops, they would absolutely take these people to Pound Town from a law perspective. Home in jail. Yeah. Here we are back to the indoor tent, which, I got to set up my tent. There's the governor talking about nonsense. Okay, let's see. Remember the martyrs. Remember the martyrs. All right. Okay. Yeah. That's so annoying. If you're into real estate at all, to have that kind of tag, you know, just some kid, I remember the, what? It's so expensive. I mean, you got to, there's a good one. For all killed by settler and colonialism. Antifa, straight up, right? We'll stop occupying this building. We're up here now. When Israel stops occupying Palestine. No, I'm going to have to go with, I don't think that is the case. I don't believe that's actually going to be true. Let's see if I can get this. Nah, that's my magnifying glass. I don't really know how to work that one. So let's just go back to the pointer. No more business as usual. All right. All children deserve to, can't really read that. Just a bunch of nonsense written on the building. Graffiti, right? Oh, there we go. Oh, here's another tent. All right. Hey, all right. What do you notice this time? No rain fly because it doesn't rain inside. I mean, we're going to put up this nice tent. We're going to sleep in the tent. It's just going to be great. Okay. Tore out some electrical from the ceiling. That's nice. That's a nice touch. Yeah. Smashed out windows. This is Antifa. Straight up, folks. I don't think there's a ton more here. Oh, yeah. 34,000 died. Cudlied? Is that what that says? I don't even know what that means. No pause, no laws. Okay. And so they're calling for a ceasefire. No pause, no laws. So that's Antifa, right? Antifa, straight up. They don't want to deal. What a mess. I mean, and Portland's going to downplay it. Portland's going to say, okay, all children deserve to eat. Oh, is eat. All children deserve to eat. Yeah, they do. We are all Gaza. No, you're not. You're in Portland. You're in Antifa and you're in Portland. And that's different. That's separate from Gaza. If you were in Gaza, it would not go well for you. For many of you in Antifa, that would not go well for you. We're just gonna leave it at that, right? Okay. We saw the police cars. We saw 15 Portland police cars burned overnight at training facility. You know, anti-cops. Is it a miracle that the cops' cars got burned up? No. This is all dialed in. This is all part and parcel of the same thing. Round these people up before they continue going down this road and throw them in jail. And give them, you know, I don't even know why I'm saying that, because in Portland, you got Mike Schmidt, and he's going to defend these guys all day long. So, hey, we've got Summer of Love. Are we now 3.0? Because the original Summer of Love, what was that? 1969, I believe. Then we had Summer of Love in 2020. This is Summer of Love 3.0. We got Summer of Love 3.0. So my bottom line here is that what you will see moving forward is you will see the narrative change ever so slightly. And then as things devolve and become more violent, all of a sudden politicians will be forced to step in. Kind of like when Chop and Chaz, you had two black kids get murdered. That second one, you know, and the mayor's house had a protest done on it. You know, when that stuff happened, oh, this is actually impacting things. This Summer of Love thing didn't really go the way that it was supposed to. Because in Portland and Seattle, they're not going to take care of business like they should. They're just going to let this evolve. Antifa is going to be able to hide behind the whole, you know, it's pro-Palestine, Gaza, you know, all this just absolute absurdity, because they're playing games. They're literally, you know, they're dressed up in costumes. They'll have the goggles. They'll have their mask. People need to tell them that the pandemic is over. It's been over for quite some time, and yet you're still wearing a mask. Why is that? They don't want their identities known, right? There's a great video yesterday of Jonathan Cho. He was over at a park in Seattle, Powell Park, in the Central District, and we've had several hundred illegal immigrants just plunk down, make an encampment, and city of Seattle needs to take care of us. Jonathan Cho's running around in his flip-flops with his big yellow coat on, and some mutual aid gal is just chasing him with a box, a cardboard box. We're going to have lots of that. We're going to have lots of that just kind of absolute ridiculousness. And I think this will devolve over the summer. I think we're just ramping up right now, because the next one I'm going to get to is the laundry list of stuff that Antifa is asking for. And it's kind of mind blowing in its just, what planet are you operating on? Because this isn't one that the rest of us live in. We all have to go and do jobs and, you know, try and raise kids and, you know, contribute to society and all this stuff. And, you know, you'll get a clear idea of what, you know, direction they're going in by the laundry list of crap that they're asking to have donated. That's it for me. Thanks so much. Love to have you subscribe if you haven't already. Hit the like button, all that good stuff. And I will see you on the next one. Thanks again for being here. We'll catch up soon. Bye for now.